It's a 2-0 Braves win in Game 3 of the World Series. And the Braves now have a 2-1 lead. Good evening, everybody. Alongside Knox Bardeen, Caleb Johnson, I'm Chris Goforth, and we are glad to have you with us tonight on our Braves postgame here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, the weather was kind of ugly. I wondered at one point tonight, actually more than one point, if we might end up seeing some sort of a rain delay in this one. We didn't get that. What we did get, Caleb, was an unbelievable performance from Braves pitching. Ian Anderson with a no-hitter through five tonight. Snitker elected to pull him and go to the bullpen before he had to go through the Astros lineup another time. Braves used five pitchers tonight and scattered just two hits in a 2-0 win over Houston.
Chris, I can't believe hardly that the coincidence has lined up tonight. I don't know if you realize, but it was posted earlier today. 26 years ago today, the Braves brought home their World Series and that 1-0 win. And it felt so much like tonight, where just a dominant pitcher's duel between both staffs. Even though, you know, it seemed like Houston really at any point could have lost it. But they keep it together, and you end up with this tightly contested game. Man, it's just gotten me so excited.
Knox, I'm glad to hear Caleb say that. I didn't want to come out and sound like the old guy and reference, you know, 25 years ago, but since Caleb did, I'll go there now because he's a lot younger than me. But it certainly felt a lot like the 90s tonight in watching this game, didn't it?
How do you not compare it to that time? I mean, Ian Anderson came out, and I know he's 23, but we've all heard that he's an old soul. 23 years old, still a rookie, and this kid pitches like those three Hall of Famers from back in the 90s. What a performance by him. And speaking of old men, I've yelled get off my lawn a number of times for jerking him out of the game with a no-hitter going. So I'm sure we're going to get into that much later.
Yeah, well, look, we can get into it now. I think that's one of the big stories to come away from tonight with is the fact that Ian Anderson, he's got the no-hitter through five. And I guess, guys, this goes back to the new school way of baseball. Knox, you kind of referenced, you know, being the old guy yelling, get off my lawn tonight. I guess it's the new analytics in baseball that says you don't let the guy go through the lineup more than, what is it, Caleb, three times, and then you got to get him out?
They like seeing it now. You face the lineup two times, and that third time is when things get a little dicey. And so if you can avoid that, that's what managers now. And it's so funny, too, because you think of a lot of times people think of Brian Snitker as he's an older manager, more of an old school guy. He's the guy going in his dugout and looking the man in his eyes and seeing, you know, can you give me another one? And it just further shows how different Brian Snitker has been managing this postseason. And I have to say, as much as, you know, we can get angry about, oh, but a no-hit bid, you know, kind of missed out, and how much longer could Ian Anderson have gone, and maybe he could have saved some more bullpen arms, whatever, it worked, and you get a 2-0 win.
You're smiling now because it worked. We were sitting out in the bullpen, and you were a little nervous until Darno hit that home run to go up.
Well, Knox, see, it's one of those. That is part of being a Braves fan. Honestly, it is something that yes, I did mention the 95 World Series when I am old enough that is after my time, I should say, and so all I know is these really just close moments, and so sure, that's I don't know, that's kind of how I am through this entire series, and so I don't know, I'm fine with the decision that we saw tonight.
Yeah, look, after Darno's home run, I think that was the first time I actually exhaled tonight. I don't think it happened at all until Darno hit that home run. He's having a phenomenal World Series, by the way. We'll get to some of those numbers coming up. 404-741-0929. That's the number you want to weigh in tonight, Braves fans. We want to hear from you. It's a 2-0 Braves win in Game 3 of the World Series. They take a 2-1 series lead. Starting us off tonight, let's go to Andrew from Villa Rica. Andrew, your thoughts on what you saw from the Braves tonight?
You know, as soon as they pulled Ian Anderson, like, I was pretty upset. We're sitting there, you know, on TV, like, what are you doing, Snit? But, like, you know, obviously he proved us wrong as he has this whole postseason. But the one thing I'll say is, like, you know, watching 95 vintage Braves, like, pitching, like, this is what we saw tonight. This is what it takes to win World Series championships. And we saw you two hit the best lineup in the whole Major League Baseball. And, you know, that's just that's what it takes. So, man, what a performance by this staff.
Appreciate it, Andrew. And, guys, look, you know, you talk about using five pitchers in this game. We talk about Anderson going five, and he got the win tonight, deservedly so. Let's talk about the bullpen now. Minter, Jackson, it started with those two, and it just continued. Matzik, Will Smith, Matzik, and Will Smith gave us a little scare there in the eighth and the ninth, and certainly that's when the first hit came, was off Matzik in the eighth. But look, not just Ian Anderson tonight, the bullpen came through big time as well.
It's so funny for you to say that, Chris. You know, the fact that they gave us a little scare, it's just the fact that they actually gave up, you know, a hit. Like, it's one of those that I think we've gotten so spoiled at times through this postseason, especially, you know, in these 7, 8, 9 guys, that honestly, we were in here with Sam Crenshaw, and when Sam saw Luke up in the seventh, he was like, oh, I don't want to see that guy. And I know Sam's not alone. There's probably plenty of Braves fans who saw that and weren't too happy. But these are the guys that Brian Snicker has been able to lean on so far, not only through this postseason, but the season as a whole. And they show up again tonight. And you just kind of got to tip your cap to them.
And Jackson got out of the inning, guys. He only threw 11 pitches.
Exactly.
Tonight.
He might have been one of the best of the four relievers out there tonight. I know he didn't strike anyone out, but let's face it. We saw a different Luke Jackson tonight, and so far we've seen a different Luke Jackson in the World Series than we saw in the Dodgers series. And let's face it, he also, going back to the Brewers, he was fantastic versus the Brewers and so far versus the Astros. It's just the Dodgers. They have his number. So I think we're looking at the real Luke Jackson that was tonight versus what happened versus Los Angeles.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth along with Knox Bardeen, Caleb Johnson, breaking it down for you tonight, talking about the Braves in a 2-0 shutout, a two-hit shutout over the Astros tonight. Braves take a 2-1 lead in the series. We want to hear from you tonight as well. 404-741-0929. If you've been sitting in the rain at Truist Park tonight, we'd love to hear from you. You can also reach out to us on Twitter as well, at 929 The Game. We'll get to some of those coming up. We talked about the pitching. Guys, we referenced Darno a moment ago and just how well that guy has played in this World Series. 5-for-12 so far through three games, 2 home runs, and 2 doubles in the World Series. He has been, thank goodness that guy got healthy and came back, right?
And I think the weather kept him from having 2 home runs tonight. That first ball he hit tonight almost knocked down the wall. Should have gotten out had it been 15, 20 degrees warmer. So that kid hit the ball hard tonight. I say kid, he's an older guy, but wow, what a game from him.
Yeah, Chris, I was actually telling Knox here in the bullpen after that home run tonight, is he not in the running or in the lead for MVP?
Yes.
This series?
Yes.
I mean, I think so. Just the fact that his first home run in this series came, that was his first home run in 77 plate appearances, and then he comes back with another one tonight. Like, he's been on a tear, and it comes at a perfect time where you've had other guys cool off, like a Eddie Rosario sort of situation. Like, you're going to have those different guys each series, and it seems like so far it's been Travis d'Arnaud in this one.
No, I agree, and I had the same thought tonight, Caleb, that when you start talking about, at least, and again, we're three games into
this
series.
I know. I don't want to get too ahead of myself.
There's a lot of baseball left, But Travis d'Arnaud is having one of those series where you got to start talking as you go deeper. If he continues to play like this, you got to start talking about him as a real MVP candidate for the World Series. 404-741-0929 if you want to weigh in tonight. Also on Twitter at 929 the game. We'd love to hear from you as we talk some Braves baseball here as the Braves get the 2-0 win in game three. Brian on Twitter says, as good as the bullpen has been, I trust the decision. I believe Anderson had an inning or two left. I kind of agree with Brian, guys. I felt like Ian Anderson could give us another inning, maybe two more innings. Maybe he could have gotten through the seventh. But Knox, as you've pointed out, hey, at the end of the day, the bullpen did its job and the Braves got the win.
I can say that now. If you'd have called me an hour and a half ago, I was hot, Chris. I tell you what, he came out of that game and throwing a no-hitter, and the old man in me is like, you can't do that to this kid. I understand he was the pitching spot was going to come up in the batting order in the next inning. So let him go out there and throw the six and see if he can do it. 76 pitches, 78 pitches, I forget which one. 76 pitches. So he was well under his pitch count. He was kind of getting loose. I think the weather was affecting him. He was not throwing a lot of strikes. I don't know. I leave him out there.
See, Knox, but here's the thing. What do you get out of Ian Anderson going one more inning? I just wonder, like, it feels to me at least that the problems that you could have run into with him facing this order again, and just the fact that, yeah, I agree with you. I think he was starting to get a little loose, and you start to wonder, all right, a guy keeps going further and further in a night where, look, it's 50 degrees outside and rainy, that instead you pull him what may look as a little bit early, but then does he not also become a short rest option as you look further down this series, and instead he doesn't get touched up, which could have been a possibility if he goes just one more?
Yeah, he does. The Braves are looking at this saying, hey, we might could use this kid again, game six, game seven. I also could argue on the other side of that coin, you're about to go into two consecutive games, bullpen games. Let's rest this bullpen as much as possible, at least another inning. Maybe you don't have to start or play one of these four guys. Maybe you can sit Jackson and everyone breathes easier. Maybe you can let Matzik have a night off.
That's where I was going next, Caleb, is how soon could he come back? 76 pitches. Now, look, there's in my mind at least, there's a big difference in throwing 76 pitches and throwing 90 or 100 pitches in a game. 76 feels like a number where give me a couple of days and I can come back in some capacity to be able to help you out a little bit. And are we certain that we're going to see bullpen games the next two?
I'm not sold on it.
I'm not either.
Yeah, I think that is what we've continually been told. But I think there are guys in this staff right now, and a guy that was just recently brought up, who could completely, you know, kind of change this narrative as far as the Braves needing bullpen games, and a guy like Tucker Davidson could maybe hold out as a start and save you the multiple bullpen games that keep getting talked about.
Yeah, we talked about this the other night, Caleb. I guess it was after game one, game two, whatever it was. Whenever you say bullpen game to me, immediately my mind goes yeah. to something negative. And I feel like I just feel like you, okay, can you do it and get away with it for one game? Yes. I don't know that I want to see that happen for two games, though. I mean, I just think you're tempting fate a little too much.
Well, sure, because it's also like it's the World Series, and so, you know, you when you think of World Series, I don't know, pick a year, Chris, that you're like, oh, do you remember that great Red Sox bullpen game or that great Yankees
no.
bullpen game?
No, no is the answer.
Yeah, so I think that's why everyone is so inclined and naturally so to say that it's not, you know, it's not a good idea for you to do that, but it's the options the Braves have been presented. I still don't think that's the direction they're going to have to go.
All right, we'll get to some more of your calls coming up after the break. 404-741-0929, talking Braves baseball. We'll be with you for a little while tonight. If you're sitting in traffic, give us a shout. We'd love to hear from you. Also on Twitter, at 929 The Game. Let me leave you with this one from Chris on Twitter. He said, Braves pitchers have nothing to sit on because they pitch their asses off. I love it. All right, 2-0. Braves win it tonight. Back with more Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Chris Goforth alongside Knox Bardeen, Caleb Johnson, as we recap the Braves 2-0 win over Houston in Game 3 of the World Series. Braves take a 2-1 lead in the series with Game 4 coming up tomorrow night. We'll take a look ahead coming up a little bit later on here this hour. Guys, let's get back to the phones here. Want to hear from you, 404-741-0929. If you want to weigh in tonight, your thoughts on what you saw between the Braves and the Astros. Let's go with Brian, who's calling all the way out in San Francisco. Brian, what's up?
How you doing?
Great, man.
Well, first off, I want to say longtime Braves fan, from Alpharetta originally, I grew up in San Francisco as well. So, you know, Rich Aurelia, Barry Bonds days. So I'm kind of torn with the Giants and Braves. With that being said, watching tonight's game, I was a little hesitant with him taking Ian Anderson, as most people would, out of the fifth inning. But maybe Snit saw something in his technique or delivery, because I saw him play game one here in San Francisco last month, and he was just off with his technique, and maybe he saw something. And as far as I'm concerned, you know what? Here in the Bay Area, they have championships from the Warriors, the Giants, the Niners, in Atlanta. We only have 95 to show for any professional sport. So you know what? I want them dogs. But as far as them Braves are concerned, I don't care how they use the bullpen. They got the game to win, and that's all I'm concerned about. We'll worry about game three when it comes, and I appreciate you guys.
All right, thanks, Brian. 404-741-0929. Brian, I think with the Knox, he sounds a little bit like you. Might have been a little upset when Anderson got pulled, but as the night went on and you see the Braves get the win, suddenly that decision doesn't seem maybe quite as big as it did an hour or so ago.
Right. I'm calm now. The Braves are up 2-1. Everything seems to be rolling in the right direction. It all worked, so good for the Braves.
Let's go to Ronell. He is next. He's calling in from Jonesboro. Ronell, how are you tonight? Apparently he's not there. Ronell, call us back. 404-741-0929 if you want to weigh in on what you saw from the Braves tonight. We will get to your calls. Guys, we had Brian calling from San Francisco. Michelle tweeted at us at 929 The Game. She says, my bestie and I are on opposite sides of the country, both of us cheering for our hometown Braves. I think there's a lot of that going on. You know, I think we've all seen the maps that have circulated now on social media that show how the country, or who the country's rooting for in this thing, Caleb. And pretty much outside of one little small dot in the state of Texas, it sounds like everybody else in the country's rooting for the Braves. And I think a lot of that has to do with how successful this team was in the 90s, and certainly those of us that grew up on TBS, regardless of where you live, a lot of people became Braves fans back then. But it's not surprising to hear that whether you're in San Francisco or whatever part of the country you're in, that folks are pulling for the Braves in this series.
Yeah, Chris, it's been funny to watch those maps. They've kind of updated them and different places. Like, I know I had seen it at SB Nation. It kind of updated it at the beginning of the series, and I think it was all of the state of Texas and also Louisiana. And as it's gone on, yeah, that orange has shrunk more. And also, randomly, apparently Delaware is against us. They are orange up there. But you talk about reasons why people, you know, cheer for this Braves team, and you're right, TBS was a big part of that. Another big part of that was something that the Braves decided to do before this game tonight, in honoring the memory of Hank Aaron. I mean, he meant so much to this city, obviously the impact that he had, not only on the field, but off the field. And you seemed like you felt it tonight with him them having his son out there, his wife, and just trying to give a true honor to a legend that we obviously lost earlier this year. It just felt extra special on top of everything else of the pageantry of tonight.
I was hoping for the throwback unis tonight. Say those 74 Hank Aaron throwbacks would have been cool tonight too. But I agree. I mean, Hank Aaron meant not only a lot to Atlanta, but Hank Aaron had meant a lot to baseball, period. And I think he's one of those guys that is just kind of has that pull for folks that, you know, especially if you're of a certain age and you remember seeing Hank Aaron play, or even if you're a little younger than that, like we are, Knox, you know the stories.
Well, and also his impact is seen just in the fact of Brian Snicker sitting in the dugout managing this team. Like that is Hank Aaron's stamp. And so I think that's why it's it was so cool to see them honor him tonight. And obviously what they've done so far this entire season, putting number 44 out in center field, it just means more, it feels like, when the Braves are able to do this and have his number out there while competing in a World Series.
We'll get to your calls, 404-741-0929 here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth, Knox Bardeen, Caleb Johnson, as we recap the Braves 2-0 two-hit victory over the Astros tonight. Braves now with a 2-1 series lead. Shin on Twitter says, better to pull a pitcher on the early side rather than a batter or two late,
yep,
especially when there's lots of trusted arms in the bullpen. I'd guess they were being mindful that his next start might be on short rest should the series go that far.
Well, and Chris, to that note, this has been something that's gone around in my mind, which is out of the two performances we've seen, Max Fried and Ian Anderson, who are you more comfortable with seeing on short rest? Or is it just the longer experienced guy in Fried that you don't think is going to give you, you know, what we saw from him last game? Or are you kind of, at least on my side, which is, look, I like the young gun and what he's done so far.
And that's a fantastic point, Caleb. You do have a lot more history with Max Fried, but you can go back a little bit into last year's postseason too, and Ian Anderson has, yep, some postseason history, and it is all phenomenal. There's not a bad one in the bunch. So if you're comparing just what you've seen recently from Fried and some of his postseason, you know, out of Ian Anderson, I agree with you. I might go with Ian Anderson, but I don't think that's the way Snicker's going to think.
No.
Guys, let's go back to the phones now, 404-741-0929. If you want to weigh in, talk about what you saw from the Braves tonight, let's go to Jake, who is up next. Jake, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's up?
Hey, man. I just wanted to say that this team is great. We're lucky to have this team, and if they go up 3-1 tomorrow, I really hope that people won't be complaining about blowing 3-1 in the past, because we're lucky to have this team.
Jake, appreciate the call. We'll get a little bit more into what's coming up for the Braves and what tomorrow may look like here in just a minute, guys. Let's kind of continue to talk about what we saw tonight. The performance of Austin Riley, who has been look, the Braves wouldn't be in this position had Austin Riley not had the season he had. I mean, how many games was he responsible for during the early part of the season when the Braves were trying to get to 500 and you had Freddie struggling so bad? It was Riley that was kind of carrying this team. Came through with a nice hit tonight and drove in that first run to give the Braves the 1-0 lead. And for a long time, I thought that might be prior to Darno coming up and getting the home run tonight. I thought Austin Riley's hit might be the one that we're talking about tonight.
Yeah. So how about this, Chris? Just the fact that that first plate appearance from Austin Riley tonight, he struck out again, and my stomach was not feeling very comfortable with that. Just for the fact that was his 20th strikeout in 50 plate appearances so far this postseason. Not exactly positive results. He leads this team in strikeouts, I think, by like 4 or 5. I think Dansby might be the closest to him, but to back that up with a double that scores Rosario was just such a massive lift that this Braves team needed. And yeah, I was with you. I thought that might be the only run of the night, and thankfully it wasn't. We got a little more extra room from Darno, but it did feel like one of the most impactful runs so far, especially from Riley.
And scoring early has been the key to success in this World Series so far. So getting that going for the Braves was big for Riley, and it was the only run the Braves did end up needing. But you're right, watching that ninth inning was much easier out there with the two-run lead versus a one-run lead.
404-741-0929. Let's go to Peyton, who is next here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Peyton.
So I would just like to say that I think Austin Riley obviously has been clutch for us all year. It always seems to come up with a big hit here and there, but I think why this team is so special is that they have different guys each and every night that step up and make a big hit here and there, or defensive play here and there, that really impact the game.
No, I think, Peyton, appreciate the call. I think he brings up an important point, guys. Look, Freddie Freeman is the face of the franchise. We all know that, but look at the NLCS that Eddie Rosario had. Look at what Ozzy has done, not just of late, but over the course of this season. Look at what Dansby has done at times, not just with the bat, but also with the glove. It feels like Soler has been big. As a matter of fact, it feels like he's due now for another big hit again. And, of course, we talked about Riley coming through tonight, Darno with the home run to give a little bit of breathing room. It is somebody different, it feels like, every single night for this Braves team.
Well, and Chris, you didn't even mention a guy who I guess hasn't really shown up so far this series, but a guy who my shirt just came in today. I've got a Jocktober shirt. The pearls around the Jocktober name because – let's give him his due credit. He's a massive part as to why the Braves have reached this point. I think we're still due another Jocktober moment and didn't need it tonight in a pinch hit situation. But I assume, I'm thinking, you know, that's got to be waiting around the corner somewhere the rest of the series. But you're right in that it has been someone different at different points, and you've never had to lean on one or two guys, which is why teams in the past, these Braves teams in the past, have fizzled out in the playoffs because they were leaning so hard on a guy like Freddie or maybe an Adam Duvall who gets injured last year or whoever it may be, and they didn't come through, and so far they have.
Freddie may be the face of the franchise, Knox, but Jock Peterson is the face of this postseason Braves team. So first thing my wife said tonight after they introduced the lineup, she's like, "Where's Jock? Why is he not in?"
It was an interesting decision pregame. We were all wondering who was going to start out there, Soler or Jock Peterson, and I can argue all night long. Maybe Jock Peterson, they feel more comfortable with him coming off the bench and being big. That's kind of my opinion. But man, has Jock Peterson really just taken this town? I mean, you drive around and you see people wearing pearls everywhere. My kids' baseball team's practicing and playing. Half of them are wearing pearls in the dugout. They're 9, 10 years old. It's crazy. And the one-liners he comes up with, the exuberance, the fun he's having, he fits in really well with this core group of Braves players.
He's somebody that I've talked to, Joe Patrick, who, of course, I do the Batter Up podcast with, as time and time again that – those little things that don't show up necessarily on the field but matter when it comes to a clubhouse, matters when it comes to a dugout, that you have that inspirational guy. You kind of lost that when you know Pablo was sent out of here. You're still getting that from Guillermo Heredia with the swords and everything like that, but there's just something about a guy who is not only hyping you up in the dugout, but also going out and backing his own confidence up and what he's putting into the team, and it's showing.
404-741-0929. If you want to weigh in tonight, Grant, hang on. We'll get to you in a second. Let's go to Kyle next. Kyle, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Hey, so I heard y'all kind of mention what I was thinking. I'm originally from New York, born in Queens, so I'm originally a Mets fan, but I live here in Atlanta now, and I've been a Braves fan for about 15 years now. And the one thing, like y'all were mentioning, that makes this Braves team so amazing is how they always have this the next man up mentality, which I think is the reason why they're having so much success in this playoff, because it's all like whether or not it was the Freddie Freeman or next game, it may be Rosario, all it takes is one or two of them to do their job and it sparks the rest of the team. And then because this is the playoffs, I mean, obviously professionals come out during the big games, and the defense is what's going to end up winning us the World Series this year. So that's what I love about this year's Braves team, going through all the pain. I feel like the World Series will...
Cal, appreciate the call, man. 404-741-0929 here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll come back. We'll talk a little more about the weather tonight. We'll talk about the umpiring tonight. That was certainly getting some buzz on social media tonight. Braves get the win. 2-0, a two-hitter from five Braves pitchers tonight, and they take Game 3 of the World Series at Truist Park. Back with more in a minute. We continue our Braves postgame show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey app.